The U.S. dollar weakened slightly overnight, still impacted by Friday's non-farm payrolls report, which raised concerns about the U.S. labor market's strength. Federal Reserve officials offered mixed views. Fed voter Williams called the labor market solid, but projected modest 1% economic growth in 2025, with a rebound in 2026, while non-voter Kashkari noted the labor market slowdown, emphasizing the Fed's data-driven approach after a robust FOMC debate. Upcoming Fed comments from a number of Fed officials are expected later this week. The dollar faced additional pressure from President Trump's controversial dismissal of the BLS head and Fed Governor Kugler's immediate resignation, paving the way for Trump to appoint policymakers aligned with his interest rate goals. Globally, Japan's PM Shiba hailed a U.S. trade deal as mutually beneficial, though implementation challenges remain, and Japanese firms will independently decide on a $550 billion U.S. investment plan. In Switzerland, July inflation rose unexpectedly, potentially boosting the Swiss franc despite looming U.S. tariffs. Eurozone Centix survey fell in August, missing expectations. Today's U.S. data is limited to June factory orders. That's all for now.